Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not a ton of history in my lifetime of a team being this great and having this. 4-0, but this.
Are you talking all great teams? Because we haven't had that many great teams in Philadelphia, period.
No, we haven't. No, we haven't. I mean, I guess in sports history, you have, you know, sometimes players don't get along. You know, you'd hear issues of like Reggie Jackson and his teammates. I mean, Reggie won 5 World Series, but a lot of his teammates, you know, weren't exactly enamored with him. Bonds. Now they never won a title. This one is
it feels unique, you know.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. It's an odd confluence. You got a player at a position where normally his skill set would catch 120 passes a year. You have a quarterback that plays conservative. You have an incredible running back, although I wonder if he's still at the same level. You have an incredible offensive line, often very good at run blocking. You know, you have, and a lot of times you're playing a lot of times with the lead, not always, but a lot of times you play with the lead and start running the ball more. I mean, there's stuff there. And then, of course, you have a new coordinator and you got to adapt to that, you know, from time to time. And
there was a weird noise that he just, did you hear that?
I did not, but I will pull
at
it.
At the start?
I did not either.
Oh, man. Maybe I'll have to come in to help you find it. It was almost, man.
While Clapton was playing?
It was like you were so emotional.
Wow.
Just for a moment. It was almost like you were breaking down.
Wow.
Intra-sentence. Wait, is that right? Inter-sentence.
Anyway. So the reason John's saying
that. Inter-Sandman? Is that?
Yeah.
No?
The reason John's saying that is we're trying to assess for our Twitter poll.
He took you inside baseball right there. Yeah.
We're trying to assess whether, Ray, give me your answer here. We're trying to figure out. So the Phillies are going to play an intra-something game. An in-something game. Is it an inter-squad game or an intra-squad?
I thought it was intra-squad.
Intra?
I thought intra, too, is what I
everyone
said.
Everyone don't talk at the same time. Rhea, you think it's what?
Intra-squad.
Intra.
Yeah, that's
James,
what I would say.
You think it's which?
Okay, I thought it was intra.
Okay. John, you think it's...
Well, what we're differentiating is if it's within just the Phillies or the Phillies and another team.
Okay, I have the answer.
Which
I just
if you're including other teams, I thought that was intra when you included other teams, but I think that's wrong.
Yeah, you were wrong. Rhea and I are right. Intra is correct. So inter means between or among different groups or entities, whereas intra means within a single group or entity.
So this is an intra squad.
You seriously
scrimmage.
Spent your time during the commercial break discussing that?
Yeah, we went back
it's
and forth on this.
So the answer is intra?
Yes.
Intra is correct.
Yes. All right, so I'm going to ask.
And we can say that with confidence
there we
and
go.
Pride.
So I'm going to ask this Twitter poll question of the day, because let's put the Phillies on the table also, guys. Big topic. I mean, they play a playoff game in a couple days. And by the way, the Reds, let me just get you this. So playoffs start today at 1 o'clock, Tigers and Guardians. 3 o'clock, you got the Padres and the Cubs. 6 o'clock, you got the Red Sox and the Yankees. And then late, which is a bummer from our standpoint because obviously, you know, this the Reds and Dodgers, what you
so
want to say.
So annoying. That, come on.
And I love afternoon playoff baseball.
I know.
It is really fun.
But I can understand why the Dodgers are the last game. They're the only West Coast team, so they have to be. Anyway, Reds, Dodgers.
Oh, but they're the only game in the West Coast. Yeah, 100%.
Correct. So Reds, Dodgers tonight at 9 o'clock. Anyway, Phils will play the winner of that best of three. So here's one of our two Twitter poll questions of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin Certified One-Owner Pre-Owned Pickup Trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. The Phillies are going to play one intra-squad game this week to prepare for the playoffs. By the way, they're playing that game tomorrow. Our poll question for you is, how many intra-squad games do you think they should play? And we've got four choices here for you. 0, 1, 2, or 3. I've been advocating 3 for months. They're going to go with 1. Rhea, how many do you think they should play?
1.
James?
I would say 2.
John?
You don't want to overdo it. I like splitting the difference here. 2 is nice.
Okay. So like a Tuesday, Wednesday, or a Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah, and then take a break.
So they're going to go with only Wednesday. So just to give you the way it's going to lay out, or already has laid out, so their last game was Sunday. They took yesterday off. Today they have, what do they call it, James? Today is a
workout?
Today is a workout, yep.
Yeah. So Tuesday, today is a workout. Tomorrow is the intra-squad game. Thursday is the workout. Friday is the off day. Saturday is game one. I would have played intra-squad games Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Just stay sharp.
Man.
Just stay sharp.
That's insane. Yeah. Three days in a row.
In the series I've seen the Phillies play in this round about to come up.
That's draconic.
The home team has lost all three times.
All right.
Braves lost, Phillies lost. You're going to be
exhausted and worn out.
So hard to stand in right field and catch a fly ball. 4 at-bats. Oh.
This is a chance for them to...
Oh.
You hurt yourself running to first base.
You know what? I'm not Bryce Harper. Man can get there. Anyway, let us know. All jokes aside, because they have said it at 1. Do you think it should have been 0, 1, 2, or 3? How many intra-squad games, if you were in charge, would you have set? Second poll question, do you worry that this may be A.J. Brown's last season as an Eagle? That's what's moving through my mind. It might be. I would still bet on him being back next year, but I've never felt more concerned that it might be his last season. James, this overall issue, how concerned are you on the AJ front?
Yeah, I'm mildly concerned. Like, I definitely, it raises, you know, my awareness. It's hard after it just, and I know you can't count on things happening every season, but like, it feels like every year at some point, even in 2022 during the Giants playoff game, we had AJ pouting. Yeah. We had him pouting in 2023. We had him pouting last year, and they won a Super Bowl. So it's like, it's kind of getting to be a little old hat in that way where it's like I'm frustrated by it, but I also don't feel like it will submarine the season. So I'm torn on it. I don't like it. On a basic level, you know where I've stood on this. Like, it bothers me. Like, on an inherent level, like, this team is 4-0. There are two 4-0 teams in football. That's it. You and the Bills. You're the only 4-0 teams in the sport. Like, I understand him being frustrated. Keep it in-house, man. You know he's too smart. He's been through this. Like, you know when you do this, it's going to be the whole week talking about it. Like, I'm just...
I know you are.
It's frustrating to me.
But remember this, James. I said it in the first 2 minutes. And to me, it is the heart of the matter. A.J. Brown is trying to figure out how much longer he can take it.
Yeah, I get it.
That's the heart of the matter.
Then you know, go somewhere else.
I mean,
you know,
I get you. I mean,
I suggest that A.J. turn on last night's Jets-Dolphins game and look at the Jets team.
How it's not fun to not win.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I keep going, it's got to get better at some point. They're 0-4 under a new coach, new quarter. I mean, and they're awful.
Yeah, they're 0 for the last 50 years.
They're so bad.
Other than 98 when they almost beat the Broncos and almost got to the Super Bowl. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. How concerned are you about this AJ thing? And what do you think would have been the sweet spot for how many intra-squad games the Phillies should have scheduled? They're only going to go with 1. But I'm telling you guys, seeing those playoff games last year, with the Phils and seeing the Braves the two prior years as a clearly better team than the Phillies, and they were. To see all three of those series end in 4 games with the team that was better losing, I would have scheduled more than just 1 intra-squad game. Let's go to the phones. Will in Wilmington. Will, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
How's it going,
hey,
Will?
I'm good, bro. Listen, real quick. A.J. Brown is a genius, bro. what I mean by that is, for the past couple of years, he complained about the same thing, right? The same thing. But he expect guys like you, Joe, to spread the message. And what I mean by that is, he already know that if it gets out to the public, especially to Philly fans, Howie Roseman, especially coach, head coach Sirianni, going to get it from the media, why he's not getting the ball, this, that, and the third. Kellen Moore's not no longer here no more, okay? So you got Petullo coming in here, and you got to be out your mind if you don't think these play calls is not Nick Sirianni. You're crazy if you believe that they're Petullo. They're Nick Sirianni's. When Kellen Moore was here last year, we ain't had this problem. We won the title, all of this. Now,
during the season.
Yeah, Will, I disagree with every. I'm with you on everything you said to that last line. Remember this, the Eagles last year were 29th in passing in the NFL, and a guy like A.J. Brown, and he did miss a couple games, but A.J.'s numbers were almost doubled by the Jamar Chases of the world. So I do think the A.J. thing now does stem back to last year and the last couple of years, but keep going.
All right, so, no, I agree with that. So, here's the thing. You got Petullo in here, and like I said, you got Nick Sirianni calling these plays, and this is why Nick Sirianni, when he addressed it yesterday and what he said, he's not going to, you know, let the world know it's, you know, him and Petullo is calling these plays. Yep. Like you said, James said it earlier. Everybody knows that, I mean, not James, Richie said it when he said basically Jalen Hurts is basically playing
conservative
protection ball.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, understandable. So, at the end of the day, he's depending on the media to get...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Everybody in the Eagles organization, the higher ups, to get him the ball.
I don't see it that way.
Squeaky wheel getting the oil type of situations, what you're saying?
Well, it kind of did work.
Yeah, that's
previously.
Exactly what he's doing.
I don't know about that, because, John. Will, let me just say this. I think Sirianni and Hurts coach and play the way they're going to coach and play independent of outside opinions. I mean, if anything,
he was forcing the ball to AJ in the last game because he 100%. Knew AJ wanted the ball.
This 100%. Three straight times.
Trying to keep AJ happy.
But that's not related
that's
to the media.
Of what you do in the NFL with a star wide receiver.
I'll agree with that, but I don't agree that it's because media people or fans over the last 3 weeks were saying get AJ the ball. I really don't. I think if anything, AJ could have said something over in the locker room at halftime.
I think everyone wants to get AJ the ball, Jalen included, AJ included. Like they need to get AJ the ball to open up the run game. They need to get AJ the ball so that the offense starts to flourish. Right now, it's not, and it's stagnant.
Look, Will,
AJ's a big part of what can get this thing moving.
Well, I'll give you this. I do know at times players or coaches will use the media for that purpose. I know for a fact that somebody very prominent in Philadelphia sports once called up a media member. I'll keep the names private because this was said to me privately, but I'll tell the story with anonymous elements here. Called a media member and said, hey, I'm coming up to the last year of that deal, and it'd be nice to have a new deal. And the media member wrote a story about it, and the team gave him a new contract right quick. So stuff like that can happen. I just don't think that was AJ's intent here. I really don't.
Now, before you let me go, let me just mention one more thing.
Sure.
And I'm going to let y'all talk about it. You mentioned something about Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
That is the O-line, period, point blank. That is that's Landon Dickerson and that's Lane Johnson.
I got to see more to know. I hope you're right. Listen, John has said, and Will, great call. Please call us more often. John has said he thinks Saquon's still as sharp as ever. Ray yesterday said he doesn't have any concerns with Saquon drop-off. I hope both of those guys are right. I don't know. I got to see more to know. I did know this going into the year, that if Saquon was a bit diminished, it would be hard to tell. Like, when I say tell, I mean proof. Be hard to prove. So I got to see more. Got to see more, but I my antenna's up on that one. 215-592-9494. By the way, we're going to have the Red October. Big old rally happening on Friday with WIP. You can be there at Stateside Live, formerly Xfinity Live. Stateside Live from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll be doing our show Friday. That's the day before the Phillies playoff game at Borgata, as we always are on a Friday at Borgata. But then after our show, Joe and Hugh, Spike Eich and that Boban guy, they will do their program from Stateside Live, and you can be a part of it. Certainly encourage you to get there. If not, of course, listen for what should be a great day of programming. The day before the playoffs, Phillies and the whomever coming up on Saturday. Big programming on Friday. All right, 215-592-9494. James, percentage chance that it's the Reds?
I think you hit it pretty good yesterday. I would say like 35-ish percent, something like that. The Dodgers are clearly better. The Reds have really good starting pitching. So,
Rhea, would you pay $20 out of your pocket to play the Reds?
Oh, my, way more.
Pay 100.
Yeah,
Rhea,
totally.
Would you pay $150 out of your pocket to play the Reds?
Yes.
Rhea, would you pay $400
no.
out of your... There is a line.
Once you get to a car payment, I'm out.
Can we pool money together? Because I'm in on part of this.
I'm always curious, like, how far would somebody...
James and I would split, right, the $150.
Because there's always a point where you're like, all right, I'll just take my chances. Que sera, sera, right? We'll find out, and then hopefully my team wins. Hey, you can win today. You can win John Legend tickets. I don't think we've ever given away tickets to John Legend, as he will be in town at the Met Philadelphia by Highmark with his Get Lifted 20th anniversary tour November 5th. Be right around the middle of the bird season. November 5th, the great John Legend in town. Tickets for this on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. But you can also win them on our program, not only today, but we'll give away a pair of tickets every day on the program this week. And we were talking before the show about the Thriller in Manila. Not only one of the great boxing matches of all time, but one of the great, you know, names, catchphrases, if you will.
50 years ago, no less.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that crazy?
One of the great catchphrases ever attached to an event or a thing. I mean, that's a cool one, right? It's a fun one. The Thriller in Manila. Today at 215-592-9494, we ask you for a great catchphrase, something of that sort, for an event or a thing. I'll say this. The Eiffel Tower, not that interesting. There was a guy named Eiffel. There was a tower. It's called the Eiffel Tower. I mean, it's great. But, like, that's not as cool a name or a phrase as the Thriller in Manila. Give me a big answer. Because there are a lot of really big answers on this topic. Just a cool catchphrase that kind of sums up something, an event or a thing. John Ritchie. What do you think? And talk to me
really
about that.
I don't really know. Exactly. So we can talk about just anything, like a cool phrase that sums up like a song, like the one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Is that a cool phrase that sums up?
I don't know that phrase.
I don't know that.
What is
now,
that from?
Now, the purple people eaters would have been a good
answer.
That's
the Minnesota Vikings.
Flying purple people eaters.
You're talking about the Vikings or a song?
No, it's a song from the 50s.
Yeah. Oh, is that what led to the...
Is that just a name of the song?
Yeah.
That's not a good answer. Like, I'll give you an example. The Philly Special. Now, I think there actually are better answers. But it's pretty cool. It's special because it's a trick play. It's Philly because they're the Philadelphia Eagles. And it's like, hey, let's run this thing in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's, Now, again, I think there are even more. I'll give you better than the Philly special, not for our purpose, but like for catchphrase purpose. There was a fight years ago, two old boxers. It might have been Holmes and Quarry. They were old. Whoever the hell they were, they were old. They were fighting at Caesars. I don't think it was the official name of the fight, but fans dubbed it the Geezers at Caesars.
I love that one. Mm.
Like,
so
that
good.
Is a great catchphrase. The Geezers at Caesars. I like that answer. James, when you think of a catchphrase, it's kind of got a little spice to it. It's good. What are you thinking?
Okay, I have one.
Go ahead.
There's those exotic dancing men, the Thunder from Down Under.
Okay.
There you go.
Thunder
that's a good
from
one.
Down Under.
Yeah.
Then there's the Swedish bikini team, and that's a whole other squad. All right, what do you got here,
I
James?
Was going to give a shout-out to, I think, Richie's great uncle, the Rough Riders.
Rough yes. Riders is good. I like the Rough Riders, James.
James Richie.
That's a good one, the Rough Riders. Rhea, what are you thinking?
All right, this might not sit well with Richie, but the Tuck Rule game?
Oh, no! No!
That does not count, does
no, you
that's
didn't!
Not a cool name.
Oh, man!
Kind of gets to the heart of
doesn't
the matter.
Doesn't that need to have a cool name to be qualifying for this?
It is a dumb name, Tuck Rule, too. It doesn't even describe... Like,
it's what it was.
I know. We've
no
did, it's we've
what
litigated.
It was.
We've
no
litigated.
No one knew what that was.
Well,
they told us in the huddle, with, yeah, Tuck.
No one knew
Tuck.
The rule. No one knew the rule.
What is this?
All right, let's go to the phones. Give us a great answer. Catchphrase for an event or a thing. There's a lot of big answers out there. Derek and Paola, what's going on, Derek?
Good morning.
What's up, Derek?
I was listening to Jordan Mailata last night, right?
Yep.
Nice guy, right? That's why I said with the AJ thing, like, I just feel like he should be the one, like, answering the questions, because it's like, when Jordan Mailata is saying, like, oh, he's, you know, he's all about, you know, what's that, contribution over credit and all that, like, it don't seem like it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he's not showing us that he is by his actions. You know what I'm saying?
And I do.
So, like, when Mailata gets up there, he has to, like, even with Sirianni, he got to get up there and, like, try to deflect what the message was and all that. I just feel like AJ, he's, like, doing himself and his team a disservice. Now, he'll come out and say, like, oh, it just, that's just how I felt at the time and yada, yada, yada. And I don't know. I just.
I'm human. I made a mistake.
Great player.
It's okay.
Great player, but. Yeah, I mean, he's young, he's a great player and all that, but I just feel like you said, the Jets, man, to watch certain teams play, like Stephon Diggs, bro, he was on a great path to be a great player, and he started complaining about the ball, and he's already been on his third team, now he's in New England, and you don't even hear about him.
That's
like
a really,
you know
that's
saying?
A good so, good analogy. I don't disagree with you.
Hey, I don't know.
Interesting
I guess, so this
how
Eagles,
that works, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Tyreek Hill could have won more titles if he stayed with the Chiefs.
Hey, right?
Yeah, you're not wrong about these ones.
I think about this, though. I just turned 51, right?
When?
Listen, September 22nd, so
how
last
about
week,
that?
Right?
Good job. Happy birthday.
Yeah. So, like, this like, last, you know, year
we're the same
half,
class
like
in high school,
football.
By the way.
Yeah, 93.
Yep.
93.
Sorry
I watched
to
you play down Nova that year, man. I was down there in the cold watching you play.
No way.
Yeah, I wasn't, you know. Yeah, it was a good game. But
thank
anyway,
you.
Like I said, this Eagles team, man, this last year and a half, man, they 20 out of 21 games they've won. And I just feel like they should just be looking to keep winning championships, man. And the ball going to come your way. You know what I'm saying? Just stay patient and to come your way, just be ready.
Well, here's the problem with that. I'll call it somewhat simple argument. There's a next contract to consider. There is the Hall of Fame to consider. There are higher levels of all pro honors to consider. And there is more acclaim to consider. And I think all four of them are probably in AJ's mind. Look, winning matters a ton. I know Lombardi said it's not the only thing. It's not everything is the only thing. But I actually think it's not. I think putting that gold jacket on matters to people. I think being first team all pro matters to people. I think getting the biggest contract
and
next matters to
AJ
people.
AJ doesn't have to be reminded of any of that.
Because I will tell you this, Derek, at the rate he's going, if he stays in this offense and they run it the same way for the next 3 to 4 years, I actually think he would miss the Hall of Fame. I mean, there are players statistically that are lapping him these days.
I mean, let me ask John this question, right? Because you played in the NFL, right? So right now, you said you're 51 years old right now, right?
Yeah.
You wake up at probably, what, 3:30 in the morning, every morning, right?
Yeah.
Would you rather have $100 million in the bank or a gold jacket right now?
$100 million.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think. Right? Not even a question.
Come on, Derek. You kidding me?
I'm just saying, though, you making it seem
rather like $10 million in a gold jacket. You know what are we doing?
Gold jacket feel good, but I'm just saying, like, he gonna get a contract no matter
what.
He
is, but Derek, I think in his mind, he wants it all. He wants to win the Super Bowls. He wants to catch the 10 balls a game. He wants the acclaim. He wants the first team All-Pro. He wants the gold jacket, and I don't blame him. I really don't. I don't blame him. All right, Derek, I need an answer from you, my man. Give me a catchphrase.
The only one I could really think of was the other one. I was thinking of the Rumble in the Jungle, too.
That's another good one.
Good one.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Listen, there's a lot from boxing.
Yeah, boxing really lends itself to this.
But we've already said maybe the two biggest. I mean,
there's not going to be a cooler name than Thriller in Manila. Like, they're all, there's some cool, but just
Rumble in the Jungle is pretty good.
Really
man.
Good. Yeah, those are probably the top two. You're right. Those are the top two.
Top two.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.